You're listening to SBS News.
The two are in a critical condition in hospital after falling ill on Saturday in Amesbury, not far from where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were found slumped on a park bench in March. Scotland Yard's counter-terrorism chief, Neil Basu, has confirmed the British couple were also exposed to the same nerve agent.
Following the detailed analysis of those samples, we can confirm that the man and woman have been exposed to the nerve agent Novichok, which has been identified as the same nerve agent that contaminated both Yulia and Sergei Skripal.
Britain's counter-terrorism police are now leading the investigation, and the UK Interior Minister is due to chair a meeting of the government's emergency committee. Assistant Commissioner Basu says there's no indication the two, both aged in their 40s, were deliberately targeted, or that anyone else might be at risk.
At this stage, no one else has presented with the same symptoms linked to this incident. The priority for the investigation team now is to establish how these two people have come into contact with this nerve agent. And I have around 100 detectives from the Counter-Terrorism Policing Network working solidly on this investigation alongside their colleagues from Wiltshire Police.
Investigators initially speculated that it might be a drug overdose, but after further testing by multiple agencies, including Britain's main laboratory for chemical and biological weapons, they concluded that the cause was Novichok, a Soviet-developed strain of nerve agent. Police say they have no evidence the latest victims had visited the same sites that were decontaminated after the Skripal case. At least five different areas, including a park and a property in Salisbury and a pharmacy in a church community centre in Amesbury, and local residents have been warned to expect an increased police presence. The country's chief medical officer, Sally Davis, says the risk to other people is low, but people should take precautions.
I should also warn the public to be careful, as always, of picking up any unknown or already dangerous objects, such as needles and syringes. You do not need to seek advice from a health professional unless you are experiencing symptoms, as any individual who had been significantly exposed at the same time wouldn't by now have symptoms.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.